We are in the halachas of tefillin. We're up to Simon Lamed Zayin, three sifim, and we will be doing them. Godol schar mitzvah tefillin. Says the Machaber, the reward of being mekayim in the mitzvah of tefillin is great. And Mishnah Berurah brings down that means he's going to live long. And it says that the fire of Gehenim will not rule over him. And he's a ben olam haba. Whereas the alternative is v'chol mi she'eino manichim hu b'chlal poshe Yisrael begufan. One who does not wear them is poshe Yisrael begufan. There are different opinions. Some say that that's only if he never wears them. Some say that it's only if he often doesn't wear them. And the Prima Godim holds that if someone b'mezid misses a single day, then he's included in poshe Yisrael begufan. The Bach says that you have to be careful that even if a person who missed it, he missed it one day because there was a good business venture that came up, and he didn't want to pass up the opportunity. Even there, he's considered someone who doesn't put on tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, certainly one who doesn't put on tefillin because he's lazy is considered poshe Yisrael begufan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, similarly, one who is too lazy to put the tefillin on where they belong. So say, for example, in the winter, he doesn't want to roll up his sleeve too high to put on his tefillin because it's cold. So what does he do? He leaves the sleeve there quite low, rolls it up only to a certain point, and his tefillin are out of place. Because of his laziness, he's not wearing them in place. Similarly, he's too lazy to have the kesher of the shalrush adjusted. So he's therefore wearing tefillin shalrush too low, say, and he's not yotze. So that would also be considered a poshi Yisrael begufan, because out of laziness, he is not putting on tefillin. And one other case, he's too stingy to buy himself a good pair of tefillin. He buys a cheap pair of tefillin, which may not be kosher in the first place. Says the Mishnah Berurah, spend the money and find a sofer, Yirei Shamayim, and make sure that the tefillin were written well and that they're beautiful. Because this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and look at the schar you get for the mitzvah, and chas v'shalom, look at the alternative. Sif Beis, mitzvason liyosam olav kol hayom. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin all day. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down the Prima Godim, who is mistapek. Is this a d'oraisa? What is it? That mid-oraisa, you're supposed to wear them all day? And then as we see, it was the Rabbanon who took away part of that mitzvah and said only wear it for davening. He's unclear if it is a Torah chiyuv to wear your tefillin all the time or not. The Torah doesn't say when to wear them. Does that mean the Torah had in mind that we should wear them all the time? Or does that mean that the Torah had in mind that we should wear them when we can? Avol mipnei shetzrichim guf naki shelo yafiach behem v'shelo yasir da'ato mehem. Since you need a clean guf, which includes not passing wind, as well as not to be mesiach das, not to think about something that is inappropriate for tefillin. Ve'ein kol adam yachol yizar b'hem, and your average person cannot do that. Nagu shelo lanichem kol hayom. It's become the custom not to wear them all day. U'mikol makom tzara kol adam yizar b'hem liyosam ala b'shas krishma tefillah. At least wear them at the time of krishma and tefillah. But if someone could possibly see to it that his tefillin, that he keeps his guf naki, then he's supposed to wear tefillin all the time. With regard to Hesach Hadas, so there's an important piece of Mishnah Berurah here who says someone that would like to continue wearing his tefillin after davening and continue like learning his tefillin afterwards. So he says here, Ach yesh li zar shlo ledaber behem dvarim betalim. He should be careful not to talk dvarim betalim when he's wearing his tefillin. What are dvarim betalim? What do we consider dvarim betalim? So there are many who say dvarim betalim means anything that's not Torah. If it's not Torah, it's not tefillah, then that's dvarim betalim, and you can't speak it in tefillah. So let's just read on in the Mishnah Berurah. The milvad iser dvarim betalim hu ba yedei zeh ledei hesach hadas. Aside from breaking the iser of dvarim betalim, which happens to be a mitzvah ase or an asmachta, v'dibarto bom v'lo b'dvarim betalim, he's also going to come and take his mind off the tefillin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is making it very clear that the dvarim betalim that you cannot think of while you're wearing your tefillin, you cannot speak while you're wearing your tefillin, are those dvarim betalim that you are over this iser of speaking dvarim betalim for. Dvarim betalim means you are wasting your words. Dvarim betalim means that what you're saying is nonsense, that what you're saying is meaningless. Whereas, if you're saying anything constructive, including a person speaking about his parnasa. You're not over on v'dibarta bam v'lo b'dvarim b'teilim by speaking about your parnasa. Anything that is necessary to speak about, something constructive, is not dvarim b'teilim. And that, mi'ikar adin, would be mutter in tefillin. Just be careful that you're not Messiah das, meaning that you never forget the fact that you're not just free, you're wearing tefillin. In other words, you have to have a certain amount of heavy-headedness when you're wearing them. But the dvarim b'teilim that are usur in tefillin are the dvarim b'teilim that you are over the yisur dvarim b'teilim for, and they are all to bring one to hesach hadas. So if someone is doing something else, but he can maintain that sense of heavy-headedness in wearing tefillin, then it is fine to wear them all day. Gimel. Katan hayodea. Katan hayodea lishmar tefillin b'tar shlo yafiach behem. A katan, a child, who knows to watch his tefillin, which means that he should not go to sleep and should not pass wind, says the Ramah, hagov v'sholdi katan shlo lebeis akise, also not to walk into a washroom with them. Chayiv oviv liknos lo tefillin lechancho. His father must buy him a pair of tefillin for chinuch. V'yesh omim, says the Ramah, the high cotton davka shu ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad. There's the yesh omim holds that you do not give tefillin to a child who is less than 13. So why is he a cotton? Because midaraisa, one is not a cotton till he is not a gadol, not only till he is 13, but he's got to be physically mature as well. If he doesn't have the signs of physical maturity, then even if he's already 13, he's considered a cotton. Midrabanon, we say that any 13-year-old has a chazaka that he's probably physically mature as well. So the Ramah would be learning that the only cotton that there's a chiv to buy tefillin for would be a cotton that is not yet physically mature but is already 13 years old, but not to put tefillin on before that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, who says that the minhag today is to put on. The Ramah says, v'cheinago v'ein l'shanos, that the minhag is to put tefillin on a month or two earlier, even though the lashon of the Ramah was ein l'shanos, not to put tefillin on before 13. Now also, what happens once a child is bar mitzvah? Does his father have to buy him a pair of tefillin? So if it was before his bar mitzvah, he had to buy him a pair of tefillin, it's part of chinuch. But after 13, he doesn't have a chiyuv of chinuch anymore. He doesn't have to buy him tefillin. At that point, the child really has the monetary chiyuv, and if he doesn't have the money, then all of Klal Yisrael should help him go raise the money for a pair of tefillin. So technically speaking, you only have to buy your child, your son, a pair of tefillin before his bar mitzvah. But once he is bar mitzvah, it is his responsibility.